Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Jones and Mego on WEEI. On WEEI.
You have to mix it up a little bit. You know, these 47-minute nights I've been having in overtime games, is good to, you know, be able to rest the fourth quarter and, you know, let some of the guys that, you know, don't always get opportunity to play. So it was good. You know, I like the way we came out. Obviously, we shot the ball well, but I think just our attention to the game plan, to play the right way, and, you know, you could tell we were ready to go from the jump.
I'd agree with Jason Tatum on that. Celtics were ready to go from the jump because by the time I turned it on, they were already up like 20. By the time I flipped in, they were already on their way to up 30 after one, up whatever the margin was at halftime, another 30, and en route to a blowout victory last night over the Brooklyn Nets. Some like to say my Brooklyn Nets.
You like to say that.
Well, not today. I felt better about saying that yesterday than I do today. It's Jones and my Nets. Jones and Mego with Arcand. The first hour of the program, by the way, is brought to you by Arbella Insurance. Here for good. We'll get to your phone calls, 617-779-7937. Just on Tatum in the minutes, and I think we talked about this earlier in the week. What did he play, 29 minutes last night?
Mm-hmm. Around that, 28, 29.
And I texted you guys last night, or whatever, our Slack or whatever it was. I forget where I put this message out. The same place I was mocking the Marcus Smart fans for how much they missed Marcus Smart last night, scoring 139. I said, if Mazzulla plays a starter in the fourth quarter, he's an idiot. Like, they should not play a starter in the fourth quarter. And I guess I never went back and checked this. I don't think he did. It was all.
Not unless you count Grant Williams. Which I don't. At some point. And he didn't play significant minutes.
Which I don't. Well, you know, it was Scrub City in the fourth quarter last night, like it should have been. It was a blowout. Manage the minutes. How concerned are you about Tatum and his minute total?
I'm very concerned because I can't remember who in the postgame press conference with Joe Mazzulla raised the question and raised this to my attention. So I'm sorry, I'm not going to attribute
I think it was Jay King.
Did this sound like Jay King?
This sound like Jay King to you, Arcand? I think this is Jay King. The back and forth with Mazzulla. Maybe I have that wrong, but that's who it sounded like to me. But
I'm not sure I could pick Jay King's voice out of a lineup, so you may be
okay. So he in his question, he was asking Mazzulla, do we have it? Yeah, this is him asking Mazzulla about Tatum's minutes.
How important can it be for him to get some nights like this where he doesn't have to play either close to 40 or more than 40?
I mean, it depends on who you ask.
Do you think it's important?
I think it's important that he takes care of himself and is always gives us the best chance to win. And yes, it's good tonight that you can get, what do you play, 29? Should have played him the whole first half. no, it is good to get situations like that, absolutely.
So you're not concerned at all that he's second in the league in minutes per game?
Me personally, no, because I spend every day with him, and I see how he, I see what he's done all summer, see what he's done all preseason, I see what he does every single day. But yes, if you can get moments and opportunities like this, you're grateful for him and you take advantage of him, absolutely.
Okay, so I heard that, and I was like, I'm sure that Jay knows this stuff way better than me. He's there every night on the road and everything, so I double-checked it, though, just, you know. Keep it honest. Yeah, he's behind Pascal Siakam in minutes, and that's it. And around him, before getting to what it means for Tatum himself, he's followed by Fred VanVleet from the Raptors, Kyrie Irving, which of course makes sense given Kevin Durant's injury and the makeup of that team. Luka Doncic, again, makes sense with the way that the Mavs are constructed and what they probably have ahead of them. Anthony Edwards on the Timberwolves. DeJounte Murray, LeBron makes sense.
I'm happy you brought up LeBron, though, because this is where I kind of want to go with it.
Well,
but keep
Bridges,
going.
And then at 10 is DeMar DeRozan on the Bulls. And I'm just looking at this going, for a lot of these guys, I can come up with the scenario of the explanation, I should say. The explanation of why they're putting in that many minutes on that guy and the scenario that that team is looking at going forward and how it makes sense. For Tatum to be second, I totally get that Mazzulla is confident in the way that Tatum takes care of himself off the floor, but they are lucky with the way that Tatum has run with injuries. And I just can't understand why he's second in the league, 37.3 minutes per game.
Well, and I think your point, too, maybe outside of the two guys on Toronto, is the Celtics are blowing these teams out in a lot of cases. Not every night, but the Celtics have a healthy margin of victory. There's a lot of fourth quarters where he can sit. Ryan just said in my ear, Tatum's played less than 30 minutes four times this year. That's it. Last night was only the fourth time, which does admittedly sound low. But most of those teams need those guys every night to win games. You know, the Nets right now need Irving every night. The Mavs obviously need Doncic.
The Raptors need Van Vliet and Siakam. They're struggling to win games. Yeah. The Celtics aren't.
Yeah, no, exactly. Anthony Edwards on Minnesota. So the Celtics aren't. You're concerned too, Arkan? I can tell by the tone.
100% I am. Because not only is Jason Tatum playing 37 minutes a night, Jaylen Brown's playing 36. You're winning these games. You're the best team in the NBA. And a lot of times you're blowing teams out. There's really no need to be giving these guys this much time. And I understand you don't want to just bench guys just to bench them, especially if they want to play. And I know they want to play. And you know they want to play, Jones. And Megan, we know why they want to play. They want to have good stats and they want to make the All-Star team. I mean, that's really what this is about. There's no other earthly reason to play them this much.
So I do have a theory, and this just popped into my head, because that's definitely one, that the guys want to play these minutes. Tatum wants to be All-NBA. Jaylen Brown wants to be, All-NBA. Tatum wants to be MVP, I should say. Jaylen wants to be All-NBA. I think that has a lot to do with it. This one just occurred to me. I don't know if this has been brought up before. Is it just Mazzulla wanting to make sure he keeps the job? Like, is Mazzulla like, I'm not going to lose a bunch of games in the fourth quarter because I'm resting these guys? Hell no. This is my chance at a job. You can tell how sensitive he is at it, by the way, Megan. That clip that you just called for from Mazzulla. How sensitive are you about a question about Tatum and his minutes? My
me
God.
Me personally? No, because I spend every day with him.
Oh, me personally? Oh, you have the audacity to ask me a question like that? Like, who is Joe Mazzulla to act like that and be so personally offended and defensive? So, look, I wonder if it's just Mazzulla being like, hell with that. I'm not losing these games in the fourth quarter or blowing 20-point leads and looking like a moron as a coach in maybe my one chance to be the coach. I'm still the interim coach. And so, yeah, I'm going to run these guys into the ground because I'm looking out for me.
He comes off to me as a guy who's very aware of the narratives that are out there. And I don't know how much he reads his own clips, listens to things, the rabbit ears out there.
He's a local guy. He probably just is used to listening to sports talk radio in this city.
He's very aware.
Like everybody else.
It was because before this, Tatum minutes is the big question right now. And I'm sorry, but you have to find things to talk about other than the team's great. Are they the best team? You can't do that every day. If you want that,
well, that was going to be my topic later.
There's awesome fan blogs out there. You can read them. It's the same thing every day. Some of these are very real issues that are fair to talk about. And before the Tatum minutes conversation, it was the timeouts. You have an interesting style of
that's
timeouts.
That's still so relevant, timeouts one.
Right, but he bristled at those questions too.
Yeah.
We talked about this before. Well, it's like, this is what people want to talk about. This is what people are interested in. But beyond that, if to your point before, if this is because he wants to just have the regular season, highest wins or something, or he wants the one seed, to me, all of that stuff, hasn't everyone learned their lesson? Who cares about that? Like, who cares about any of that? If you tell me it's something the way that Udoka did, which I also still don't agree with, at the end of the last regular season that he was playing Tatum in so many minutes because he wanted his body conditioned a certain way in order to go into the playoffs. Well, that didn't work out. He looked burnt out towards the end of the Heat series, and they had a long road to get there after Brooklyn. So I'm so close to it. I see him every day and I understand how he takes care of his body. Sure, he's 24 and he does seem to be in impeccable care of his body off the court. But I still think you're playing with fire a little bit.
Look, and I acknowledge that. Can I maybe shock everybody? You're concerned about it. Arkan's concerned about it. I'm really not.
That's because you don't want to see him win.
I'm really not. Well, maybe that is. Maybe I'm like, come on, run him into the ground. Come on. Yeah. But, like, I'm really not concerned about
After
Tatum.
After Jason Tatum in the finals last year, you're not concerned he might do that again?
I like a Tatum who plays 39 minutes.
I don't think that had to do with Tatum and his minutes. I think it has to do with Tatum being soft. I think that was Tatum in the NBA finals. I think the Warriors were too tough for him. And I think whatever injuries pile up, they weren't injuries. He wasn't injured, just like he's not injured now. He's soft. And maybe he'll get through that. But I think he wasn't tough enough for it. I don't think it's that he played too many minutes and he was too fatigued. LeBron is 38. He's eighth in the league in minutes. He's playing 36.5 a night. Tatum plays 37.3. So Tatum plays one extra minute than LeBron. He's 24. He should be able to do that. I don't have a problem with the minute total. Maybe I'll go back and second guess it if and when Jason Tatum gets hurt. But I don't have a problem with it. If LeBron can do it at 38, Tatum can play the extra minute at 24. He needs to toughen up. I don't think it has anything to do with the accumulation of minutes. He needs to get tougher.
I don't know that that matters. I think Giannis right now is averaging about 4 or 5 minutes less per game than he is. You look at someone like Jokic in Denver. I mean, he's that whole team, and he's playing about 33 minutes per game.
But Jokic is out of shape.
Yeah, he's definitely, he doesn't take care of his body like Giannis and Jason Tatum do. But, I mean, that's, you know, that's sort of the point, I guess, is that those guys are so instrumental to what goes on there, as Tatum is and as Jaylen Brown is. And maybe you don't want him to be losing these fourth quarters. Fine. Play him less in the second and third quarters. I don't really care what you do. Just don't run him into the ground. And yeah, LeBron, I mean, he's kind of, you can compare anybody to Tom Brady playing that long, I guess, but LeBron's sort of a unique guy. I put him up against the other MVP candidates. Luka's playing a ton of minutes. That's a one-man team. The Celtics are not a one-man team.
No, Luka's the same age, though. Go ahead, Megan.
Also just minutes played, and if you look at LeBron versus Tatum, Tatum's played 8 more games. Like, Tatum, that's the thing where I'm saying I feel like you're playing with fire a little bit because Tatum's availability has been so good in terms of being able to be on the court. And I'm not saying that he should take more rest days for his son the day after his son's birthday party or anything like that. But when you're comparing minutes to minutes, it's not just, okay, one more minute. It's LeBron has 8 games off.
That's fair. There's more total wear and tear on Tatum. He's 24.
Yes, he's that is 20, significantly younger.
24 years old. I think he can play 37 minutes a night. Call me crazy. I think he can play 37 and rest the other 11. I do not think that's asking too much. 617-779-7937. Can I hear from Tatum? Because I think he needs to pick. Is Tatum hurt or is he not? Is Tatum tired or is he not? Could you pick, please, Jason?
I feel great. You know, my body feels so much better at this point of the year than it did last season. You know, last year at this time, I was, you know, essentially dealing with a lot more. But I still was, you know, figuring a way to get out there and play.
He's fine. He's fine. I'm not worried about his minutes. I'm not worried about him. I don't want to hear the excuse when he has a bad shooting night that he was tired that night or his wrist was bothering him that night. I don't think it's the minutes. I think it's his lack of toughness. And he just answered for you right there. He feels fine. He feels better than he did last year. So I'm not worried about it. Again, 617-779-7937. Let's actually get to some of these phone calls here. Jones, Mego, and Arcan on WEEI. Mike's in Rhode Island. Get us started, Mike.
Yes. So I absolutely believe and I agree with what you're saying. Like, Tatum needs to, you know, he needs to toughen up. This the style of basketball that they're playing now, it's not like, obviously, when we were younger, you know, you had guys hacking at each other, so on and so forth. But at the same time, this does prove that Joe Mazzulla is a terrible coach. You can't just say, oh, I know how Tatum is. I know how he does and how he does with his body and stuff. Give the man a little bit of a rest, but at the same time, you don't want to answer questions because you don't even know how to answer them. He's not a real head coach. He was given a great team, dropped on his lap.
So I think he knows how to answer the question. I just think he's sensitive. I think Mazzulla knows how to answer it. I just think he is, like, offended that he's getting asked. I don't think he doesn't know how to answer it.
So this is where I'm at. And I've been harping on this a little bit over the last 2 weeks because the information that we get and the way that Mazzulla presents himself is so weird. So I'm like, is this him being dry with the reporters? Is this...
Well, he did...
He
did slide in the one little joke that I kind of actually thought was funny where he's like, ah, crap, I should have played him more in the first half. So maybe that is his weird sense of humor.
I'm just trying to figure out, I'm like, is he actually being, you know, a jerk? Or is he being playful with Jay King and that's the banter that they have behind the scenes? I don't know. I don't know Joe Mazzulla. So I'm trying to figure it out. And then we ask Scal, and Scal's like, yeah, he loves cold tubs and playing pickup basketball, and he's really excited by life. And
who
I'm
doesn't
like,
love a cold tub?
I don't know what that means, except that he's somersaulting through the locker room and pointing.
Remember, he
at
missed a game
Marcus
with the
Smart.
Eye injury. He was going too hard in a pickup.
He
game
missed two.
Gets smashed in the eye.
He missed two games with that pickup injury, where he was throwing other assistant coaches down on the ground.
Yeah, I thought that was like a, you know, one of those things they cover up like an embarrassing injury. That's what I sort of thought it
yeah.
was. You know, like he got pink eye or something, some gross
still
way.
Still might be, by the way.
It could be, sure.
Still
but then,
might be
then you hear
else.
About him, you know, throwing guys around, diving into the stands
yeah.
in these pickup games.
This is what
it's,
I mean.
It's really one of those things where it's like, I can't wait to get back so I can play again, but I don't want to play because the intensity of the game is super high and you're being around Joe and listening to him talk.
That's a former NBA player, 6'9".
Talking about pickup games.
We played pickup
saying,
with Scal.
I am not looking forward to playing
Jones,
against this guy.
Scal dunked on me.
I was just going to say, Mego.
I'm a 5'7 girl.
I guess I'll have to bring this up next time Scal is on. I should have brought this up yesterday, but you know, we had limited time with Scal yesterday. It was a busy day with the Brady news. I saw Scal in that pickup game. I wasn't overly impressed.
He turned on the Jets in the second half because he started getting pissed. Wiggy was talking so much trash.
And he dunked on you.
And he dunked on me. And then they played it on NBC Sports Boston
oh.
as a highlight.
Did they show?
Scal just dunking on a 5'7 girl.
Did you were like Jason Terry with LeBron, like flying over
much.
Him, basically.
Did they show that he needed overtime to beat our team? I don't know if they showed that. Did they show that? The
remember.
NBA player needed overtime to beat our team?
To beat Team Jones?
Me and Megan and Wiggy, among others. That's what he needed. So I was a little underwhelmed.
Wiggy,
we can bring that up next time we talk
to him. Amanda Flugrad and I could not be on the floor at the same time because it was too many girls.
He Meg-splained it to you?
Yeah.
He did. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Sorja in Mansfield. Go ahead, Sorja.
What's going on, everybody? How we doing?
Good.
Hey,
so I just wanted to make the point that I think it's always tough when you're playing with expectations, right? The comparison I wanted to make was like with the 29 Raptors. Like, that's one of those weird championships, right, where they kind of just win out of the blue. But this year, the Celtics are really playing with championship expectations, and it's, of course, championship or bust. But obviously, since the Brooklyn Nets are not a threat, I think, you know,
that's not obvious. That's not obvious, by the way. Like, you can laugh at the Nets, but, like, there's only so many teams in the league that have the talent to compete with the Celtics. Whether or not the Nets do it, we can debate, and maybe they won't. There's only so many teams that have the talent to compete with the Celtics. The Nets, when they're healthy, and look, maybe they'll never be healthy again. The Nets, when they're healthy, are one of those teams. They're one of, like, four or five teams who can do it in the whole league.
I'd say they're just more of a wild card than a threat.
Fine, but wild card means they do have a mm-hmm. chance. He just said they have no chance.
Well, Sorja also said that the Raptors championship was random, and it wasn't because they got Kawhi Leonard.
No, that's true.
That was pretty.
Wasn't all that random when you go out and get a top
five
player.
Pretty easy to explain.
It's true.
I think the Sixers have the talent too. I do. I think they have. I think they have as much talent.
You know
as
what?
Brooklyn. Harden and Embiid are both MVP candidates.
I would take the Nets' talent over theirs, but it's fair. The Sixers do have the talent. They've never done it. Both the Nets guys have done it. And you can say they were second fiddle, but both the Nets guys have done it, and the Sixers guys haven't. I guess that would be how I differentiate the two, but it's fair, Arkan.
The Milwaukee guys done it, too.
The Sixers definitely. Oh, well, Milwaukee is one of the teams that can beat them. I agree with Megan, and I agree with you on that. Definitely. But I don't know that Philly, I don't know that Philly has the championship pedigree, which, again, LeBron and Kyrie have proven that they do.
Can I ask you,
Durant and Kyrie.
To go back to the Tatum minutes.
Yes.
To you, I understand you don't want him to be soft, and you think that he's healthy. What is the upside?
He thinks he's healthy. He just said he's
right.
fine.
Right, okay. Well, you believe him.
Yes.
And so he's saying that, so you feel like he should back that up with the minutes.
Correct.
What is the upside to the minutes?
Well, I mean,
to sustaining this level of,
I don't think you need to play him in a blowout. Like, you're blowing out a team last night. You don't need to play him
in
a blowout.
Right, and they sat him in the fourth quarter.
Right, so that they should do more of that. That's fine. But I'm not asking on a normal night to trim his minutes. If they're blowing a team out, sit him in the fourth quarter. Definitely. Otherwise, he can handle 36, 37, 38 minutes a night. And what's the upside of it? I don't know that there is upside to it necessarily. You're just a better team when he's on the floor. Well, there is an upside, I guess, in trying to get the one seed. You don't want to have to play a game 7 on the road.
Yeah, I guess I would still take.
You know,
I would
you're 10
afraid.
Games.
I guess I'm just too afraid.
You're not 10 games clear of the Nets. You're 2.5 games clear of the Bucks, rather. And you're only 3 clear of Arkan's Sixers back there. So it's like, it's not like you have a ton of breathing room if you start toying around and sitting Tatum.
I think I'm just functioning more out of fear that something might go wrong in either burnout or injury or something like that. And I understand he's 24 and he's healthy and everything. Great. It's just that could really derail.
He does need to pick, because like sometimes he comes in after the game and he's like, ow, my wrist. And
my fingers. Yeah, I don't know if you guys saw the tape on my fingers. Yeah, I got tape on my fingers.
He just needs to pick.
Seem important for basketball.
He needs to decide which one he is. Are you fine or are you not? Are you healthy or are you hurt? Are you? Yeah. I know. I know you're fine. You were fine the whole playoff run last year, and then you made a bunch of excuses after you lost. If you missed any part of the show today or the last couple of days and you have it delivered to your phone daily, you could subscribe to Jones and Mego with Arcan, our podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast. 617-779-7937. More of your Celtics phone calls coming up. And Celtics weren't the only team in action last night. So were your Boston Bruins, who finally stopped that 3-game skid. We'll get to them next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.